Hi everyone, it's Quentin from 22 Point with another podcast for you. This week we're having a look at camera apps for blind users. Last week I didn't do a podcast, but the blog, which you can find at 22point.wordpress.com, I did on camera apps for low vision users. So last week I looked at the apps with big buttons and larger, easier to see controls and things like that. So this week, had a look at apps which are more suitable for use with talkback or which provide verbal feedback and which otherwise are usable. There's a couple of different apps that I'd recommend it, and partly it comes back to, as with my recommendations for low vision users, it comes back to exactly what you want out of an app. There are a couple of apps which will tell you when faces are in view, which is great if you're taking photos of people. If you're taking photos of scenery or other things, they don't work so well. I actually tried using back camera selfie, which I'll get to in a moment, but I tried using that to take a picture of my dog this morning. I think it sort of got the eyes and thought, yep, there's part of a face there, and it almost went to, but then it never would take the photo, so didn't quite work. So first of all, we'll look at those apps which do provide that voice guidance for taking pictures of people, because that's one of the big issues. It's not too hard to find a camera app that you can at least access the shutter button on. Of the 36 odd camera apps that I've been playing with the last few weeks, at least half of them you could take photos, even if the other controls weren't labeled. So let's have a look first of all at taking photos of people. Now, let's have a look first of all at back camera selfie.
Back camera selfie. Media volume.
There we go, we'll just turn that up a little. Back camera
Music
selfie.
volume set to. Back camera selfie.
Right.
Music volume set to 90%.
Okay, back camera selfie is interesting. It's been quite popular on the Eyes Free list
Right.
lately.
Right.
It's decided that part of my desk maybe has a face in it. But it's been quite popular on the Eyes Free list lately. However, it's interesting in that actually its buttons aren't labeled. So when you first start it up, the screen has a big ad at the top. So it's actually probably not one that I would otherwise use because I don't like apps that only have ads in them. But anyway, it's got an ad at the top. Then it has,
Button 94, unlabeled.
Down.
which of course is the info button. If I double tap that,
Back camera selfie. Back camera version 1.6. Get free apps by Fuenco button.
and a few more options there. It gives you information about the app.
Back camera
Going back.
selfie. Button 33, unlabeled.
Button
Music
30.
volume set to 90%.
Okay, so this next button is to switch the back and front cameras.
Left.
Back camera selfie.
Left.
There we
Left.
go.
Up. Left. Stop. Stop. Left. Up. Up. Stop. Smile.
There we go. It's taking a photo of me, which wasn't quite what I was aiming at first of all, but of course as soon as I flicked it around, I'm looking at the screen and it wanted to take a picture of me. Now, so we'll divert to that for now then. So having taken a photo, it presents you with the photo that it's taken, and there are four buttons down the bottom, and again they're unlabeled. So that first one is discard. If I double press that, it will discard this image.
Button 31, unlabeled.
Oh, button 31. Button 31, of course, as we all know, is save. So the second button in there is the one you want if you want to keep the image.
Button 70, unlabeled.
Next one is share, and that brings up the standard share.
Save to slash storage slash emulated slash o slash back camera selfie slash back camera selfie underscore 143312401506.jpg. Share selfie. Tweetcaster Pro.
There we go.
Showing items 1 to 11 of 19. Music volume set to 70%.
My turn. Shush. Okay, so it automatically saves the photo when you go to share and then gives you that list of standard apps you can share from. Tweetcaster is the app that I use for Twitter.
Gmail.
Gmail.
Acrobat.
And all the other ones. Okay, I'll back out of that.
Back camera selfie.
Down. Down. Down.
Music volume set to
Stop.
90%.
Smile.
There we go. So we're back into this screen having taken another photo. So you can see it does work fairly quickly actually when it detects a face, it gives you that instruction of how to move the camera around, and then says smile and takes the photo. So the four buttons were
button 92, unlabeled,
discard, save, share, and print. I haven't actually tried. I don't have a Wi-Fi printer, but let's have a go.
Save to /storage/emulated/o/backcamera/selfie/backcamera/selfie_14331241128.24.jpg. Print spooner. Save as PDF. Showing item 1 of 2. Music volume set to 70%.
Okay, so once again, it's saved that photo automatically, and it's given us the option here to save it as a PDF, obviously recognizing that I don't have a printer connected to the phone or a Wi-Fi printer that I can print to. Coming back to the original screen, so we've got
button 59, unlabeled.
The first button is your info button. Skip past
button
that.
Button 98, unlabeled.
That gives you to switch between the back and the front camera. By default, it starts using the back
list
camera.
One item. List showing two items.
The ad just changed and it jumped then. But yeah, it starts using the back camera. So you're facing the screen, holding the phone, looking at the screen with the camera pointed to take a picture of somebody else.
Button 98, 3264X2176
button. Okay, this next button, which will read out numbers, is the resolution. And if I double tap on that,
2176.
Okay, it actually pops up a list on the along the right hand side of all of the different resolutions that the camera can take, but it doesn't put them in the list of things that you can get to with swipe. So you actually have to explore along the right hand side of the screen to find those. The top one, which is the default, is 640 by 480. Now, that is quite a low resolution, so I'm not sure why it's the default. I guess it's one that's most likely going to be available on most cameras, on most phones. So it uses that. What I would do is double tap on that resolution and scroll down.
1600 by 1200 button. 2564 by 2176 button.
And as I scroll down, that was the bottom one that I got to. So I would use that, the lowest one, which is going to be the highest resolution, because that will give you the best photos. The next button along,
button 76, unlabeled,
is whether to use the flash or not. By default, it's set to automatically use the flash, so if there isn't enough light, I would probably leave it at that, particularly since your options are the fairly standard camera options of never use the flash, always use the flash, or automatically use the flash, but it puts them as three unlabeled buttons just under the other three unlabeled buttons, so they're going to be a little bit hard to find.
Button 39, unlabeled. Button 17, unlabeled. Turn phone and point. Back camera at your face. Follow voice guidance. Selfie is taken automatically.
Okay, so the app has a big square in the middle of the screen with those instructions on it and a button for help. One thing I do find as a low vision user, and I know I had a couple of requests from low vision users who also use TalkBack, this perhaps isn't the app that I'd recommend because it puts that right in the middle of the screen. Although it uses the voice guidance to tell you how to move the phone, it actually gets in the way if you want to look at the image as well. There is a button down the bottom of the screen which looks like a square with four arrows, top, bottom, left, and right. And what that does is it takes that instruction screen away and then shows you a little camera icon and a back icon. I'm not sure what the difference between the two of them is. They both seem to just take you back to that other screen. But anyway, it then does have a flashing rectangle in the middle of the screen that is where it's starting to look for faces. So that's back camera selfie. And even though the buttons are all unlabeled, it's actually a fairly good app for taking pictures of people. So let's have a look at some of the alternatives to back camera selfie.
Back camera selfie, okay. Lightning launcher. Selfish, free.
Selfish is another one that I found that does give voice guidance.
Selfish, free. Showing item 0 of 9. Help. Face. Timer. Voice.
So it has a few options there, including
voice. Smile.
Voice.
Voice keyword. Drop down list. Smile.
So you can say, in this case, smile, and it will take a photo.
Number of pictures. Seed control, 33%. Number of pictures, 4.
Okay, it has the option of how many pictures it will automatically take before it brings you back to the screen, and it's set to 4.
Seek camera, front, switch not ticked, back.
Okay, it's a little bit tricky to figure that one out, but it's camera, whether it uses the front or back. If the camera is not ticked, it uses the front camera. If the switch is ticked, it uses the back camera. In the free version, it will only use the front camera.
Ticked. Sounds tick box. Button 47, unlabeled. Button 86, unlabeled.
The last two buttons on the screen there are the camera itself and the pictures view of photos that you've already taken, the gallery. So if we come back
button 47, unlabeled.
To the camera button and go into that.
Selfish, free.
It's showing me the front camera. I can see my face on screen, and I can see as I move it around, I can see it's actually put a little outline around my face, so it is recognizing me. And there, just in the middle of that, it took a photo.
Smile.
And so there we go. She just said smile because she recognized me now. Oh, and again. One thing I did have trouble with this, I'm just holding it so that my face is just smile. Just out of the corner.
Loading photos 3 full stop. Select photos to keep. Showing items 1 to 6 of 10.
There we go. And she's grabbed her 4 photos, so she's brought us here to choose which ones we like. One difficulty I have had with this app is it will sometimes say to move left or right or move back, but not reliably. And in fact, that last photo is just the corner of my head. It should have told me to move them, but it didn't for reasons known only to itself. So
alert, now. Keep photos. Keep all. Yes, but. No button. Selfish, free.
Let me just...
Button 47, unlabeled.
Okay, I've turned the phone now so it can't see me, and I'm just looking out the window.
Selfish, free.
So if I say, smile, and it's taken a photo, so...
Smile.
Took another one. It decided that looking out the window is close enough to a face.
Smile.
That's interesting. So...
Smile. Photos complete.
Alert loading photos, 3 full stop. Select
see,
photos.
A selfish does sure, kind of work, but I probably... wouldn't, just because it's a little bit unreliable. The voice activation thing is nice, but it does that automatically taking photos thing that it seems to randomly decide when it can see a face or not. So, and it doesn't tell you to move left or right or up and down to get into view. Okay, so let's have a look at the other selfie camera. So we can thank the selfie craze for all of these. But the other one I wanted to show you here was Smart Selfie.
Smart Selfie. Alert view user guide. No, yes.
Okay, I'll say no today.
View user guide. No button. Alert current settings. Detection settings. Number of faces. Auto detect. Current orientation. Portrait, selfie mode, on, zoom factor, 1.0, balance mode, average, voice guidance speed, 2.0s, eyeliner position, 65, off, current volume, 73.33%, face zone, off, camera settings, preview size, 320 by 240, focus mode, auto, flash, off, picture quality, 100, picture size, 5 MP max, 3264 by 2176.
Okay, so that all comes up automatically when you go into the app. Obviously, you don't need to sit there and listen to it all. You can just jump straight to what you want. I just played that for the benefit of you. So if I swipe from here.
Button. Button. Okay, button.
Okay, it gives us 3 buttons, 2 of which are unlabeled. If I go button. Into the first one. It gives us the camera settings where we can change all those things that we just heard.
1, 3, focus mode, auto button, flash, off button.
And so on. So I'll jump out of that.
Close button, smart selfie.
And okay, we're in smart selfie. Now, one thing I don't like about smart selfie as, again, as a low vision user, is the preview takes up about a quarter of the screen. I've got no idea why, it's just how it is. So if I then turn that around to face me.
Right. Hold.
Okay.
Hold. Say
smart
please.
Selfie.
And there we go. So she will tell us which way we need to move in order to take a good photo, and she will put a bit more effort in to try and get you centered. So that photo I just took of myself when I turned the camera back around and have a look is perhaps not the greatest photo in the world, just as well this is a podcast and not a video. But
screen off.
In terms of once she takes the photo, she then displays it on the screen. And if I flick around through the options here,
smart selfie gallery,
we can go to the gallery,
share.
We can share it,
delete.
We can delete it.
Button 31 unlabeled.
And button 31 unlabeled is the image of me that she just took. I am right in the center of the screen, so in that respect it's a good picture. So as you heard, she did get me to move the camera around a little bit to make sure that I was right in the center, so that was good. If I just back out of that, then it comes back to the camera settings.
Detection settings, number of button.
Okay, so the first two buttons there were the camera settings, the face detection settings, and then there's the OK button, which puts you into the camera mode. Once you go into the camera itself, you've got
presets. Alert select presets, selfie mode.
Which brings you
detection settings, text view, close, use preset, showing item 1 of 6.
Which brings you back to some of the detection drop settings. If I change that to
showing, not ticked, flash on, not ticked, flash on 3+ people. Not ticked, selfie stick. Not ticked, prop and snap. Not ticked, baby face.
Not ticked,
prop and snap.
Prop and snap.
Alert, select a selfie, use preset button. Are you sure you want to apply the preset prop and snap? You will need to manually set preview size to 480 by 320 or similar. Quad core recommended. Yes button. Alert preview size. Not ticked. Okay. Ticked, 320 by 240. Not ticked, 352 by 288.
Okay, an interesting little bug there. It's told me that I need to set the preview size to larger than any of the options it's giving me, which is a bit weird.
Okay button. Smart selfie. Presets. Detection settings. Camera settings.
So we can get to those detection settings and the camera settings.
More options button. Showing sick view settings. Help. Our apps. Help. Gallery. Quit.
And quit. There we go. So we've got those options there.
The smart selfie.
Options in smart selfie are a little bit confusing. There are quite a few options that it can be tricky to figure out exactly how they affect the images. For instance, I've got no idea what that prop and snap mode was going to be. It wasn't going to let me do it. So I couldn't find out, but it does, the main complaint with it is that it's a little bit slow, but it does take probably the best photos of the apps that we've looked at. Okay, so I've got a couple of more camera apps that I want to show you. Those three that we've looked at are the only ones that give you that voice guidance of move the camera left, right, up, down to take pictures of people. But if you want to take pictures of your dog, of the beach, of anything else, then a couple of other apps we might look at. One is Open Camera.
Open Camera. Landscape. Alert Open Camera. Touch to focus and press the blue camera button to take photos. For more help, click online help from settings. Open Camera is completely free. If you like this app, please consider buying my donate app Smiley Face. See link in settings or online help. Privacy policy. Location permission is required for geotagging, but this is disabled by default. If enabled, your location is encoded in the saved files and it is only used for this purpose. This message won't show again. Okay, this message won't show again.
Okay. So it gives us all that information when we start it.
Open
for
camera.
The first time anyway.
Touch. Okay, this message won't show again. Button. Open camera.
There we go. Okay, so there's a handful of options on screen.
Switch camera button.
Switch camera button. By default, as with most cameras, it uses the back camera.
Switch video button.
You can switch to video mode, which is handy.
Exposure button.
Exposure, by default, you can probably just leave that where it is. What it does is darken or lighten the images.
Exposure lock button. Pop-up settings button.
If we go into pop-up settings, we've got a few options here.
ISO button. Switch camera button. Flash mode button.
Okay. So, under those pop-up settings, we've got flash mode. Unfortunately, the four modes there don't read out, but the four modes are flash off, flash auto, flash on, or torch. The difference there, flash on will just flash when you take a photograph. torch will turn that flashlight on permanently.
Focus mode button.
We've got 6 focus modes. Let's see if I can guess what they are. A is probably auto. Infinity. Macro focus lock, which would be probably a single set point. F and C, which I can't think what they are.
ISO button.
Okay, so moving to the next row, we've got 5 different ISO settings. Auto, 100, 200, 400, and 800. That is basically 100 is the fastest speed, and so it's good for taking action pictures or pictures in broad daylight. But if you're taking pictures in a low-lit area, ISO 100 would end up with very dark pictures. Up to ISO 800 will give you better pictures at night, for instance, but they often end up a little bit grainier as well. There are your 4 options there.
Ticked, auto radio button.
Okay, white balance gives you a list of radio buttons. White balance, again, is probably one you can just leave to auto, but what it does is it tries to set the colours of the image based on the type of lighting that's being used. So if I flick through the options, you can see...
Not ticked, incandescent radio button. Not ticked, fluorescent radio button. Not ticked, daylight radio button. Not ticked, cloudy daylight radio button.
Okay, so there are options. So if it is daylight, you could choose daylight or auto. If you're working under incandescent lights, you could choose that. For most people, most of the time, auto would be fine there. Scene mode.
Ticked, auto radio button. Not ticked, portrait radio. Not ticked, landscape radio. Not ticked, night radio. Not ticked, beach radio. Not ticked, snow radio button. Not ticked, sunset radio button. Not ticked, fireworks radio button. Not ticked, action radio button. Not ticked, party radio button. Not ticked, candlelight radio button. Not ticked, dusk dawn radio button. Not ticked, full color radio button. Not ticked, text radio button. Not ticked, backlight radio button. Not ticked. Not ticked, high sensitivity radio button.
Okay, so the scene mode, again, sets up some of those things automatically for you to try and give you the best shot in each of those settings. Again, unless you take a lot of photos at a particular scene type, you can probably just leave that to auto.
Color effect. Ticked, none radio button. Not ticked, mono radio button.
So color effect, if we change that to mono, that will drop it back to grayscale.
Not ticked, negative radio button, dub. Not ticked, sepia radio button. Not ticked, solarize radio button.
Okay, these ones start to give you different sorts of color effect. Solarize, what it does, yeah, the things that are directly in front of you are in an almost standard sort of color, but then as you get further away, it goes inverted, and it tries to also cling on to lines of things as well. So it's an interesting effect there.
Not ticked, posterize radio.
Posterize tries to, it drops the color level down slightly. It still keeps most of the colors, but what you end up with is a sort of a slightly cartoon effect. So looking across at my desk, for instance, instead of looking completely like wood, it's sort of gone to chunks of brown and orange and yellow instead of the greater variations of brown and yellow that you would otherwise get. So if I look outside at trees, again, they are chunks of colour is probably the easiest way to describe it. So it's still recognisable for what everything is, but at that reduced colour level and sort of reduced contrast as well, everything is sort of in bigger blocks of colour.
Not ticked, washed radio button.
Washed is slightly greyed out. You can still see colours, but not as bright as they were before.
Not ticked, vintage warm radio button.
Okay, vintage warm, it looks a bit like something that was filmed, you know, in the 70s. Everything's a little bit warmer than it was in the standard mode, and perhaps slightly grainier as well.
Not ticked, vintage cold radio.
And vintage cold is similar, but with a colder sort of leaning more towards the blues rather than the red sort of colours.
Not ticked, point blue radio button.
Okay, point blue is an interesting one. What it does is makes everything grayscale except for blue colours. So if I look over out the window and at my couch, for instance, the couch itself looks blue, but looking out the window, the trees are grey and everything else is grey, so it's quite interesting.
Not ticked. Point red, yellow, radio button.
Point red, yellow is basically the same thing, only highlighting the yellows and the reds, and everything else is grey.
Not ticked. Point green, radio button.
Green, same thing. Green things are shown in colour, everything else is black and white.
Not ticked. Auto stabilize, tick box.
Auto stabilize tries to make sure that the image is stable and the camera's not moving too much when it takes the photo. And there are a number of ways that it sort of tries to do that internally.
Pop-up settings, but
so it's probably not a bad one to have on. Okay, coming past that.
Camera resolution. Less than button. 3,264 by 2,448, 7.99 MP. Greater than button. 2,048 by 1,536, 3.15 MP.
Okay, so it starts off at about the highest resolution, and then when I went to greater, it's just cycled around to 3 megapixels. So,
less than button.
Again, with most camera apps, what you want to do is have the highest resolution possible to get the best pictures possible. Unless you are really, really out of space on your phone or your SD card, I would leave it at the highest resolution. And if you're out of space, there are probably better ways of reclaiming that space. Maybe take some of the other pictures, videos, other things that you've recorded off and store them somewhere else. Because if you take a photograph at, you know, 3 megapixels, for instance, you can never make it better than that. If you take one at 8 megapixels, you can drop it back to 3 if you want a lower resolution image to, say, email somebody, but you can't make it higher than you originally took it at.
3,000, greater than video resolution. 1,920 by 1,082.07 MP. Greater than
video resolution, the same. Timer.
No timer. Greater than button.
So you can have it set to have a delay before you take the photo. Particularly that's useful for if you're setting the camera up to take a group photo, for instance, and then you want to run in and be in the group photo with everybody else.
Off. Burst mode. Off. Greater than button.
Burst mode will take several photos at once.
2x. Greater than button.
3 times. 4, 5, 10. Unlimited. So basically, if I had that set to 4 times, for instance, when I press the shutter button and double tap on that, it will go click, 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 and take 4 photos. If I had it set to unlimited, presumably it will just keep doing that until I tell it to stop. So I'll turn that off unlimited before I forget and take 1,000,000 photos.
Off. Timer.
Oops.
Zoom seek.
There we go. That is all of those options.
Gallery button.
Coming back up to the top of the screen and those buttons, we've got gallery is the next one.
Settings button.
And then settings. If I go into settings, because we've already covered camera a lot effects. Of those.
Showing items 1 to 6 of 19.
We've already gone into a lot of the settings, essentially, but if I go into settings proper.
Lock photo, video orientation. If set, the orientation of the device will be ignored, and the orientation of the photo, video will be with respect to the specified orientation.
Okay, yep.
Face detection. Use face detection instead of focus areas. Not ticked. Tick box.
Okay, face detection sounds exciting to start off with. It doesn't actually give you voice instructions for how to move to get the faces in the middle, like, say, back camera selfie or smart selfie do. Visually, it does draw a little rectangle on the screen when it sees a face. And as it said, it will use that for focus, but it doesn't give you any voice guidance. So you can use it if you're taking photos of people, but it won't help you with getting those photos right.
Camera controls. Timer. Set a timer for the timer beep. Beep when timer is counting down a 4. Burst mode. Take multiple photos in succession. Burst mode interval. Delay, if any, between taking photos in burst mode.
So a lot of these options are similar to what we found before, but perhaps with a few extra things. So burst mode interval. Burst mode, ideally, it will take them as quickly as possible. You might want to have a delay between, and some devices can't take photos instantaneously one after the other, so it might need to have a delay there.
More camera controls.
Why not? We've looked at everything else.
Alert. Pause after taking photo. Pause the screen after taking a photo with the option to share or delete the photo. Not ticked. Tick box. Showing items 1 to 4 of 9.
The option there is basically when you take the photo, it will show you the photo on screen and give you the option to delete it or share it, rather than just taking the photo and going back to the live view ready to take the next photo.
Shutter sound. Player sound when taking a photo requires Android 4.2 or greater to disable. Ticked. Tick box. Volume keys. Set behavior for when volume keys are pressed.
Let's have a look, see what we
alert
can do.
Alert volume keys. Cancel. Ticked. Take photo. A start. Stop video recording. Showing items 1 to 5 of 7.
So that's the default. So by default, you can use the volume keys to take the photo. That is actually one situation where you might use a delay of, say, a second, because the act of actually pressing the hardware button on the phone is pretty much physically guaranteed to move it. You don't want it to take the photo for a fraction of a second until you've stopped moving it as you take the photo. So that can be useful, but certainly having that hardware button there to take the photo is good.
Not ticked. Focus. Not ticked. Zoom in. Out. Not ticked. Change exposure level. Not ticked. Switch auto stabilize on. Off. Not ticked. Change device volume. Not ticked. Do nothing. Cancel button.
Okay, so there's a few options there for what we can do with the volume keys, which is handy.
Alert. Save location. Folder to save the photo. Video files in. Save photo prefix. The prefix to use for the save file names for photos. Save video prefix. Show camera when locked. If enabled, open camera will still show above any lock screen. You'll still have to unlock to access settings, gallery, etc. Ticked. Lock screen when recording video. When show camera. Rotate preview. Option to rotate the preview. Won't affect resultant photos, videos.
And that's all the options open camera in there. And
on screen GUI.
What
alert
we can actually see
preview
on screen.
Size. Photo and video settings. Photo settings. Photo and video settings. Location settings.
Okay, I won't go into all of these.
Miscellaneous. Online help. Online. Donate to support. About.
And about. There we go. That's the end. Okay, so when we come back to the main screen here, we've got all those options that we saw before. We've got a couple there that I never mentioned. The angle shows you what angle you're holding the device at. That can be useful if you're, say, at the beach. Ideally, you want that skyline to be flat, and that can be a bit tricky to get exact, but if you've got something on here, like it shows the angle, and it goes from white to bright green when it's flat, so even though it's very small text and I can't read it, I can tell when it changes color. There's no audible indication, unfortunately. Most of the screen is taken up by the preview of whatever it is we're looking at. We've got that small row of buttons up the top, and over on the right hand side,
take photo button,
is the take photo button, which is about a centimeter and a half square of the area that we can tap on. So, and basically once I do that, there we go, takes the photo and then pops it aside for me to look at later. So yeah, that is open camera. The last one I wanted to show you was one called
InstaCamera Pro.
InstaCamera, basically, when you go into it.
InstaCamera Pro. Photo saved to / storage / emulated / / dim / InstaCamera / instant dash 14.
It goes in, it takes a photo, and then it goes out.
InstaCamera Pro settings.
If we go into the settings, it gives you the options for what it does and how it behaves. But if you want something that you can just activate, take a photo and then get out, InstaCamera is a great one for that.
InstaCamera. Output folder. Select button. Storage. Photo resolution. Drop-down list. Drop-down list. Auto. Most accurate.
Oops, sorry, that's focus mode.
Focus mode. Focus mode. Drop-down list. Auto. Most accurate. Flash mode. Drop-down list. Off. Shutter delay. 0.5s. Seat control 20%.
Seat control, we can adjust that shutter delay.
Multiple shots 1.
Multiple shots.
Seat control 0%.
Again, you can select how many photos it takes.
Seat control. Seat controls, multiple shot. Not ticked, mute shutter sound tick box. Not ticked, stay in camera mode tick box. Ticked, notify when photo saved tick box. Cancel button, save button. Setting saved, lightning launcher.
Okay, so that's Instacamera. And they're basically the main ones I'd recommend. So just to recap, for taking photos of people, probably back camera, even though the buttons aren't labeled, is about the most popular one. Or smart selfie, have a look at either of those. For general photography, open camera is a great option. It has quite a few settings in there that you can play with. But you don't necessarily need to. Or
Instacamera
if you want something that's even simpler. So they are some of the options that I would look at for camera apps for blind or talkback users. So let us know what you use, because I'd love to find some more and see some other options. Some devices like the newer Samsung Galaxy S5, S6, Note 4 have a camera that automatically does that face detection, and that's fantastic. A lot of us with older devices, I'm using a Galaxy Note 2 today, don't have such fancy inbuilt cameras. I think the inbuilt camera in mine will read the shutter button, but that's about it. It doesn't do anything too fancy. So yeah, there's a few options there, and I hope we found something that will suit you. All of the links are in the blog, which is 22point.wordpress.com. And otherwise, I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you. Bye.